Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, takes to the airwaves and starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. It is our clear plan to use the checks and balances put in place by the founders to reject revolution but restore America. We stand for a peaceful restoration. Just a little note to Donald. I want to make America great again as well, but if you want to make America great again, you're going to have to make America moral again. It's an imperative or you will never get it done. Welcome to the broadcast. Praying that Roy Moore becomes a senator from Alabama. Hard work going on all over this country. You and I are part of it. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And you want a win-win-win situation for patriots? Please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And by the way, one of the wins is you can go to Patriot businesses and get incredible discounts on goods and services. One of them is Patriot Printing. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt. He'll print to help you promote patriotic events, candidates. The whole list goes on of the ways he can reduce printing costs and make it easy for you to be part of the media. I mean, think about it. You got the radio. You got online. You got print. I mean, there's so many ways we can all get involved, and Kirk Crosby's making it cheaper with Patriot Printing. Tell him you're a GiveMeLibertyFund.com member, and he'll give you a discount on Patriot Printing. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And while you're getting your print job done to save money and spread the word, ask him about raw honey delivered directly to your door as well. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. The recap starts now. Yesterday's show is available up on demand free at LibertyRoundtable.com, on your Alexa Echo device, on your Roku player, and more. We talked yesterday about Pioneer Day. It's a Utah holiday. It's an official holiday in Utah celebrating the Patriot Pioneers of the day who were literally under an extermination order from Governor Boggs of Missouri. Shoot men, women, children on sight. Literally, the government of the United States drove the Mormons out of their cities, out of their counties, literally out of the United States of America. While they were on the run to Utah, the territory for safety, for a place to live and worship as they choose, believe it or not, they were asked to serve in the Mexican War. The Mormon Battalion took up the cause, stood with America. The United States blessed and benefited from the Mormon service. Then the Mormons got to Utah and were living peacefully, and the army sent out again to shut down the rebels in the territory. Well, the Mormons didn't want violence. They just simply said, look, we will burn down all of our haystacks, all of our buildings, all of our homes. We've started over many times, and we will not allow you to drive us from this place. We'll burn everything to the ground. Not because they wanted violence, not because they wanted destruction, but because they simply made a peaceful stand saying, look, we've been driven from town to town, county to county, state to state, and we're done moving. We are the territory of Deseret, and we would like to become a state. True to form, they became a state, and Americans have been fiercely patriotic, standing for the rule of law ever since. So to you folks that want revolution, there is a better way. It is following the Prince of Peace. We stand for restoration of the principles that made America great. We realize there's plenty of wrongs, but that doesn't justify greater wrongs. Ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the greatest document put together by man, I humbly submit, inspired by God, to govern the affairs of men on the planet. And through the creation of the United States of America, we believe that Jesus Christ will return again. And the flag will be blowing in the breeze if you believe George Washington's vision. Welcome to the broadcast. We're covering all kinds of difficult topics, but Sam Bushman breaks down Mormon history like no other. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live, a pioneer patriot tribute and a call to all Americans to become patriot pioneers and understand that the restoration of America is at hand. that we are creating a contingent of Americans who do believe in moral principles and who will stand up for what is right, God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. We're doing it via the new media taking center stage. We also talked about Donald Trump is nominating former Utah Governor John Huntsman, a seasoned diplomat, to the U.S. ambassadorship of Russia. Good for Donald. I'm not a big fan of Huntsman, but I will say he's a pretty moral guy, I think. Even Mitt Romney, they might be a little clueless politically speaking, but I believe they're good people. Hopefully he can straighten out the deceptive claims about the Russian fiasco. You know, what's amazing to me is the mainstream press acts like they're telling you the truth on things, right? But they even admit months and months and months and months after they made this Russia claim about Donald colluding with the Russians, etc., they have no proof. It's alleged links, but this somehow story never dies. How can that happen if they've only got alleged links? Because he who owns the media makes the rules, that's why. That's why the new media needs to take center stage, and that's why we need your help in every way, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com. Please donate and get involved today. Trump warns Republicans, if you don't make a change ASAP, Republican lawmakers in Congress will only have themselves to blame if they lose their seat in the 2018 midterms, and it's bound to happen if they don't get something done, explains Donald Trump, and boy, is he right. Former Attorney General Eric Holder says that Trump cannot fire the special counsel. Donald says, I can fire anybody I want to. But other tweets were quick to point out that Eric Holder has no room to talk. He was held in contempt of Congress. What does he know? But if Trump were to fire a special counsel, it might result in impeachment proceedings against him, will it? Even under a Republican-controlled Congress? Interesting. They could never get impeachment proceedings against Barack, even though he worked with the Muslim Brotherhood. Wow. More freedom in Texas, you ask? Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is inviting Americans who want less government in their lives to move to Texas. In an interview with Glenn Beck, Governor Abbott pointed out that the state of Texas has the state legislature meeting every other year, so it's got less government than most states. Texas is one of eight states that does not have an income tax. So, you know, Texas, a lot of freedom down there, you ask? I would say more than most, but not enough. Sean Spicer steps aside. Media in the frenzy, if you will, over the Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump supposed secret meeting at G20. Was it secret? Not if the mainstream press is reporting it ain't secret, right? See, that's how they lie, though. They run around and report a secret meeting. Okay. Was it a meeting? Yes. Was it secret? Not even maybe. Should Donald do it? Absolutely. Diplomatic relations with these countries is the answer. Picking sides and waging war under the guise of peace is a lie. So we commend Donald for that. I guess this guy that replaced Sean Spicer, how do you say it? Scaramucci, whatever. Vows to end the White House leak. You think he'll be successful? I don't. Donald ain't draining the swamp fast enough, and he's got enemies amongst him. He'll never get it done until you start putting good, honest Americans at the helm. Donald, you can start by hiring maybe me, Sam Bushman, as your media director. Buddy, I'd take it to the liberals and the conservatives equally like you could not imagine. I'd stand with the rule of law. I'd double down on the checks and balances. I'd triple down on the proper role of limited government, separation between the states and the federal government. I'd double down on the people's responsibility, and government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. And I'm telling you right now, I'd have a heyday with these people. New IRS documents that are uncovered show extent of the agency's efforts to literally silence conservatives. It goes on and talks about how the Judicial Watch requests have uncovered details that it's literally tampered with the elections of 2008, 2012, because conservative organizations were shut out of the game when under the investigation of the IRS. They couldn't participate properly in the elections. So that's voter fraud, folks. Oh, Donald proven right. The mainstream press gets egg on their face again, but they won't report it. So remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. Most folks won't even hear this news. Without Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and Judicial Watch and Liberty News Radio and a few of us, you wouldn't even know that there was new IRS documents that were uncovered that literally committed vote fraud. How come we don't have IRS commissioners behind bars over this fiasco, huh? Partly because Donald's not serious, that's why. Donald Trump goes on offense, makes huge demands. Details are in Conservative Daily. He's telling the Republicans, you better get off the dime, you better vote to completely repeal government Barack care and more. Well, good for Donald. We just pray his rhetoric matches reality, and we pray that he's successful, and Americans need to get involved like no other. All right, that was the recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and many other places. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, two stories Kurt Crosby has to discuss. Number one, Republicans are in full control of government, but losing control of their party. Kurt, this is an incredible story that we teased yesterday a little bit, but we need to get into today in detail because it's really got a lot of repercussions here, and it's worth focusing on in detail. And so I wanted to kind of tease it yesterday and kind of mention the headline, but I want to drill into this a little bit. This is worth talking about.
Well, I agree, Sam. You know, it's amazing to me to see, you know, at least I believe that you've got to look at this story and see what, like you said, the headline reads, Republicans are in full control of government, but losing control of their party. That you could take that in a number of ways. Some people feel like, control of the people is best. I feel like what really happens is you've got some of the insiders, some of the big shots who feel like, hey, you know, this party, we built it, you know, it's ours. You guys are lucky to be around. In my opinion, the real truth is that the people are supposed to be those who control things in America. It's a Washington Post piece, by the way. You look down in the story, it's by Sean Sullivan and Robert Costa. says 6 months after seizing complete control of the federal government, and I would really question that phrase, the Republican Party stands divided as ever. You know, because, once again, what is a Republican? Is it a Rod Paul guy? Is it a Trump? Is it a, Ryan or McConnell? Is it, there's just so many flavors of Republicans, at least if you ask me. I even was one once. But anyway, it says, divided as ever, plunged into a messy war among its factions, that has escalated in recent weeks to crisis levels, they say. Frustrated lawmakers are increasingly sounding off at a White House awash in turmoil and struggling to accomplish its legislative goals. President Trump is scolding Republican senators over health care and even threatening electoral retribution. Congressional leaders are losing the confidence of their rank and file, and some major GOP donors are considering using their wealth to try to force out recalcitrant incumbents. You know, one of my favorite interesting words there. They quote a guy, he's a representative, Tom MacArthur, representative, a Republican in New Jersey, is what he said. He said, it's a lot of tribes within one party with many agendas trying to do what they want to do. Yeah, so in other words, he's agreeing with me and so many that there isn't just one party. There's a lot of parties, if you will. He calls them lots of tribes. Maybe that's a better phrase for him. Then the article from the Washington Post continues, the intensifying fights threaten to derail efforts to overhaul the nation's tax laws and other initiatives that GOP leaders hope will put them back on track. The party remains bogged down by a months-long health care endeavor that still lacks the support to become law, although Senate GOP leaders plan to vote on it this week. Then they say, with his priorities stalled and Trump consumed by staff changes and investigations into Russian interference in last year's election, Republicans are adding fuel to a political fire that is showing no signs of burning out. The conflict also heralds a potentially, messy 2018 midterm campaign with fierce intra-party clashes that could draw resources away from fending off Democrats. I don't know. Anyway, comment here. Why fend off Democrats if you don't even really know who you are, you know? But anyway, so many times I think you got some Republicans that are, well, more liberal than some Democrats. Take McConnell, for example. Then they go, it's for very sad. They're quoting what Trump wrote on Twitter. I guess this was Sunday afternoon. He says, it's very sad that Republicans, even some that were carried over the line on my back, do very little to protect their president. Ooh. What you're looking at here, basically, they quote R. Emmett Terrell. He's supposed to be he's the founder of the American Spectator. They call it a conservative magazine. He says, in the 50 years I've been involved, Republicans have yet to figure out how to support each other. Anyway, and then they quote Representative Charlie Dent. He's a Republican of Pennsylvania. He called what's going on Capitol Hill the daily drama. Yeah, you've just got a bunch of interesting stuff happening, Sam. And
yeah, you do. Here's what I find fascinating. I want to give the Washington Post credit.
Yeah.
Republicans are in full control of government, but losing control of their party. And this really, in my opinion, does a pretty good job of breaking down your point, Kurt, of what is a Republican. They're saying, look, there's so many factions and we don't even know what the heck's going on. They're almost their own worst enemy. They're divided. They're confused. You get all these factions. It's like a war within the party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I would answer the question and say what a Republican is what they are, who has control of the party. They define what a Republican is today. Because when you become a Republican, you support the agenda that gets enacted or that gets carried out, not the factions that try to fight that agenda. So really, what is a Republican? The answer is it's a Paul Ryan and a McConnell. Right now, those two guys decide what a Republican is. Now, here's the point and the reason that I say that. What can a Republican become is the real question. And I would submit that Rand Paul and other Republicans who we agree with, the platform of the Republican Party, is what a Republican can become if we do our very best to stand in solidarity with the good guys or the good Republicans and with the Republican platform. And if we turn out of office guys like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and others. So what is a Republican? It's an insider trading group that abuses the people to the umpth degree. What could it be? It could be a constitutional American ideal following the platform and following moral standards of the supreme law of the land. And there's a ruthless, and they say vicious, Senate candidate vows to smash establishment, writes Joe Wilson. Your second piece, Kurt. This is proving the battle that I speak of. And the real question is, what will the Republican Party become? You know, for years and years and years, this one guy referred to this 50-year thing, and he's like, they've never decided kind of what they are or what's going on here in 50 years. He's right. My whole lifetime, it's been somewhat of a battle for the heart and soul of what is a Republican. But I would submit to you that the battle's heated up in recent years, and this next piece is proof. And the question is, will the American people engage and make a Republican what it ought to be? Or will we allow the insiders to continue to control and rule the roost and guard the hen house and become a fox, if you will? What will we do? And I think it's up to we, the American people, to answer that question, Kurt. But that's kind of the dilemma as we see it. But tell us about this. I don't know. I don't really like how they use this ruthless and vicious Senate candidate, right?
Well, yeah, I agree.
Kind of weird
Sam
wording for that, right? If you're going to say, what is a Republican? Well, it's a ruthless and vicious. See what I mean? It's kind of agenda-driven right there, right?
That's right. And this one's from WorldNet Daily. Joe Wilson is the author. It says, President Donald Trump jostled the entire American political arena during the 2016 presidential campaign when his Take No Prisoners, Make America Great Again theme resonated with voters who rejected Hillary Clinton's 4 more years of more socialism plan. Now, this author says, a Trump-supporting Senate candidate says it needs to be moved even further. Corey Stewart's the guy's name. He's chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. And he says, I'm in it to take back our country. And he's down in Virginia, by the way, where Tim Kaine is the incumbent. That's the guy that ran with
Hillary.
Hold on.
When we get back, I want to talk about this guy. Make sure we know his name again. See if he's a good guy, huh?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The new White House Communications Director, Anthony Scaramucci, has started out with a hard line, vowing that there will be severe consequences for leakers of information in the White House or other government departments. The task will not be easy because Democrats in the Senate continue to try to block or at least slow down hundreds of Trump appointees. This is meant to leave the Obama appointees in place as part of what some are calling a dark government that involves people who have no loyalty to the president, while other pundits ask what's wrong with leaking if the information is true. For months, liberals have been complaining about the Russians and their attempts to interfere with the U.S. election. It is claimed that they've constantly lied about this and collusion with the Trump campaign. Now, however, some are saying that they now have proof from a Russian source. The source is apparently the former Russian ambassador. Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been accused of meeting with the man prior to the election to discuss the Trump candidacy. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so they're telling you that this candidate is, like, ruthless, right, Kurt? Now, who
is
this guy?
Vicious and ruthless.
Who is this guy?
His name is Corey Stewart.
So let me just stop you there and say, what? Everything in politics, you know, it's just like the new level. This guy's just vicious and ruthless. And is he a good guy, Kurt? If we're going to ask who is a Republican, who is this guy?
Yeah, he says... I'm in it to take back our country.
Imagine a ruthless statement like that.
That does sound ruthless and vicious. He says, I will not stop at anything. I will be absolutely ruthless at taking down Tim Kaine and smashing any Republican establishment figure who tries to stop me. Well, he should have a lot of those. It says, an outsider, he recently announced his intention to run for U.S. Senate in Virginia in 2018, a Republican victory in that race would be doubly insulting to the Clinton campaign, since her pick for VP, Democrat Tim Kaine, currently holds the seat. Stewart wants to change the current atmosphere in which Trump has faced opposition from the media, from the Democrats, and even some in his own party. Well, I would say quite a few in his own party. But anyway, WorldNet Daily, this piece says, conducted an exclusive interview with Stewart at his home shortly after he announced his run.
Allowing the media to come to your home is ruthless. I mean, it's freaking crazy.
That does sound vicious and ruthless,
for sure.
I guess he told WorldNet Daily, I think people are looking for a fighter. They're looking for a conservative who is vicious, who is ruthless.
It reminds me of that latest Keith Urban song, Kurt.
I guess you'll have to remind me about that.
You don't know about that?
I don't know what that. No.
I'll be your fighter? Come on, Kurt. What's wrong with you?
Okay, good. All right.
I'll try to find that and bust it out and play it.
So he says
they're looking. Country songs backwards stuff, too.
That's right. They're looking for a conservative who is vicious, who is ruthless, who's going to take off the gloves, and who's going to beat the H-E double toothpicks out of his opponent. They're looking for that, yearning for it. Stewart is an outspoken supporter of President Trump at a time when many Republicans seem to be distancing themselves from him, a la Paul Ryan, McConnell, I would add.
It's called The Fighter. It's Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood, just so you know.
Very good.
Yeah, we'll play that anyway.
Okay. Anyway, he stated, you need to support the president, he stated. A lot of Republicans are just, they're running away from
him. Oh, I know why it's ruthless, because he wants to support the president, Kurt. Imagine a crazy guy like that.
You have to strongly stand by President Trump. Stuart thinks the reason
Now, let me give you an example, though. Let's just be clear. You know, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, those guys aren't ruthless.
Oh, no.
Those guys aren't vicious. No,
I would call them whimpers.
They're patriot Americans, Kurt. See, this is the way the mainstream press just absolutely perverts and lies about the truth to where the American people just don't even understand what's coming and what's going. We need media to tell the tale right. This guy wants to stand with the platform, wants to stand with the president, wants to reject business as usual in the Republican Party. Therefore, they call him vicious and ruthless.
Yep.
It's a lie.
He thinks the reason Trump has not implemented his full agenda is because he's not getting the support he needs from those around him.
Now, let me stop you there.
Republican or Democrat.
Let me stop you there and say I concur 1,000% with this ruthless, vicious guy, Kurt. That means I'm ruthless and vicious, huh?
Of course. Then he reasoned, look, it's very difficult to implement your agenda when you have so few of your staff, your appointees in there. He really hasn't filled all of his administration in there yet, and there's a lot of people to blame for that. But once that happens, you're going to start to see some momentum there. We just have to be patient.
And see, this is why I wanted these two stories to be vetted more in detail, Kurt, because it just shows your question, what is a Republican? The answer is it's right now, unfortunately, it's Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, and they literally control the whole thing against their platform, against the people, against their constituents, against their colleagues. I mean, it just goes on and on. They're insiders with an agenda. They're absolutely wolf in sheep's clothing. However, what could a Republican Party be? Who could it be? It could be a platform-abiding constitutional institution led by guys like Rand Paul and this ruthless guy named Corey. See, I would support that 1,000%, Kurt. I mean, imagine supporting your president and stuff.
Well, yeah.
You might actually pass some legislation that would be favorable to the people for a change.
Yeah, or get rid of some, stuff.
Great point. You'd at least stick with the platform, your playbook, if you will.
Yeah. He goes on. He says, we have to take off the gloves and we have to fight.
Amen.
We have to understand that a lot of the blue-collar supporters who are now on the Republican side, who are now behind President Trump, they look for a fighter. They want somebody who's vicious. They want somebody who's ruthless. Because they feel that their country is under attack. They feel like America is losing its way, and they feel like nobody on the right is doing anything to stop the left from destroying our country.
All right, this needs to be Corey's campaign song, Kurt. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, come on.
Think about it this way. We don't deserve the Mitch McConnell and the Paul Ryans, but we can replace them with somebody who will get it done. And it's going to take just a little time, but you're going to see that I was born to love you. What if I fall? I won't let you fall. What if you fall? I won't let you fall, people. Isn't that what we need? We need people like Corey to bust out like a campaign slogan like this and get elected. And we need the American people to rally behind Donald Trump and Corey the ruthless, vicious candidate is who they're calling him, because he wants to rock the Republican inside agenda and take, he seeks to pull power down. You're beautiful, so beautiful. I'm here to remind you. See, we need to remind Americans the only one is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the constitutional conservative agenda of good, honest America. See, they ought to have that as the campaign slogan for this Corey guy. You know, and we could just rock and roll and elect good, honest Americans. So even though I'm frustrated with the Republicans, folks, I'm telling you right now, the question Kurt Crosby has about what is a Republican is critical. And the answer is right now it's Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, because they literally control everybody and everything around them. They're literally a star chamber thugocracy within the Republican Party. You got to kick those folks out. You've got to upset the gravy train. You've got to turn the world upside down as the founding fathers did to the Europeans, to England, whatever you want to say. And you got to start to stand up and say, look, we can make the Republican Party obvious what it is. It's a platform abiding, constitutional, reverencing, principled organization. It could be that, Kurt, if we the people demand it.
Making America Great Again. What was the name of that song again, Sam?
The Fighter.
The Fighter.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great song, Keith
it
Urban.
It would certainly be, yeah.
Heck yeah. It'd be a great
Keith
campaign
Urban
song.
And who's the other?
Oh, Kurt, you don't know who
you said
is.
Some lady?
Yeah, she was on American Idol, Kurt. Come on, you don't know who that is?
Sorry.
She's very popular.
I'm not Carrie Underwood.
Oh, said, Kurt yeah, looked it okay. up. All right, there you go.
I looked it up, yeah.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. She does a great job. She was on Idol. All I'm telling you is very well-known popular song, got a great rhythm. And it basically says, look, it's about love, but, you know, he's saying, look, you don't deserve this guy that's abusing you. That's right, Americans. You don't deserve Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and the inside thugs that are abusing you. You don't. Kick them out.
That's
get rid of
very
them.
Good.
Replace them with somebody who actually loves you.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, man, what if I fall? He says, I won't let you fall. Not going to do that.
Yeah. What if
she
I
says,
cry?
What happens if I cry? I'm not going to make you cry. I'm not going to abuse you and make it worse. Well, what if I get scared? I'll just hold you tighter.
Yeah.
What if... I'll be your fighter. See, we got to, I'm just telling you right now, they need to put me in charge of people's campaigns. I could be a $1 million consultant and help these people out. They could get it done. Pretty soon, Donald Trump would be back and Cory would be getting elected. We'd be on another round of success. But it ain't going to happen if we're just stuck on stupid and admit failure everywhere. Now, Donald literally giving it to the Republicans boldly, which is good. He's saying, look, if you guys don't get it done now, you're absolutely going to fail. Now, let me dovetail that into this discussion, Kurt. Donald Trump and everybody else the same man. We're going to vote on these legislative agendas to repeal Obamacare. We're going to get it done, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem with that, Kurt. Remember how I told you that it's so confusing I don't even know what they stand for? Well, it gets worse. I know how that's possible. Donald Trump takes aim at Senate Republicans, says there's been enough talk and no action. The problem is, we don't know what to take action on, Donald. Rand Paul says he has no idea which health care bill Senate even wants to vote on. Let's talk about that. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So I've alluded to the lack of a clear agenda. I believe that's intentional by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and other thug inside star chamber leaders that have held the Republican Party hostage for literally decades. And so when Kurt says, who is a Republican? The answer right now is it's those who control the docket, those who control the agenda, those who make sure the party's stuck on stupid. They lack a clear agenda intentionally, I believe, because they can't come out against the real agenda. Is, you know, what they do is come out doing their very best to act like they're for the original agenda, but they do everything they can to make sure that it never gets enacted. It just is talked about and promoted, and but never really moves forward. Abolition of the Education Department would be a perfect example. That should be done yesterday. It should be done by the stroke of a pen by the president, but it could be done by Congress easily. You say, well, Donald can't just with a stroke of a pen get rid of it, can he, Sam? Yes, he can. He can say it's unconstitutional. And I know you guys gave me a legislative mandate to carry this out, but I will not carry out an unconstitutional mandate. You don't have authority. You don't have funding. I'm not doing it. Boom. Done. DOA. Nevertheless, Congress ought to shut down the Education Department. They've had no better chance than now. They're not even talking about it. But that was their agenda for years. See, they want you to believe that's what they're for, but then they mog it all down, mire it all down in confusion. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are the two enemies of liberty right now, holding Donald Trump's agenda, the Republican platform agenda, and good, honest Republicans back. And so right now, Donald Trump, I don't know if he understands this or not. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt just for a second. Trump takes aim at Senate Republicans. There's been enough talk and no action. Well, Donald, you're right. The problem is when senators like Rand Paul, he's probably the most conservative leader in the Senate that opposes Mitch McConnell. I mean, he's in the same state, Kentucky. So it's interesting. You got this arch rival between a two senators agenda, the Mitch McConnell inside star chamber thug, and then a Rand Paul, a constitutional conservative that wants to see real change and move back to the Republican platform and the transparency of doing business of the people and literally representing his constituents, etc. You couldn't see a greater polar opposite between those two senators playing out in Kentucky. However, Rand Paul says he has no earthly idea which health care bill the Senate's even voting on and what details are in the bills we're talking about. So, Kurt, how do you, as Trump, push the Republicans and say, man, I'm attacking you, you're all talking no action, and Rand Paul saying, I don't even know what action items we're talking about? Why? Because Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have created such a secret atmosphere there to where Rand's struggling to get his arms around the truth. Now, how can the people back their congressmen and senators to know what we should be for and against and et cetera? And this is what we are facing. Rand doesn't even know what the agenda is, Kurt. He blatantly says, I have no earthly idea which health care bill the Senate's voting on. I don't even know what we're talking about. Well, the vote's scheduled for today, Kurt. Now, while that's going on, the headline says the Democrats are gearing up for a push for socialized medicine. So while the Republicans are stuck on stupid without a defined agenda and confused about what they're even working on and voting on, the Democrats are firing up their single-payer planning, and what their pitch is going to be is, since you stupid Republicans are so confused, you don't know what a Republican is, you don't know what you're standing for, you don't know what you're doing, we've got a clear plan, single-payer medicine. And if you're not very careful, that will become the agenda, even though they have no control. See what I mean, Kurt?
Yep, I do, Sam. And it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
How on earth can we be in a situation where one of the lead Republicans, like a Rand Paul, doesn't even clearly understand what the heck they're doing?
Well, it's, you know, it's more of that whole thing. Remember the whole Pelosi deal when she said, well, just vote on it, and then you can read it. You know, you've got, apparently McCain is back so that he can vote.
See, that's even worse.
I don't know if they rolled him in on a gurney.
He's like a Paul Ryan and a Mitch McConnell, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
So what they're saying is now that we got our friend back, there's three of us that can twist arms and manipulate and backroom deal and deceive the people and pervert the agenda. And, you know, we got our third member of the Star Chamber, John McCain, back. So we're going to push this sucker through. And Rand's like, wait a minute, I don't even know what you're pushing through. They're like, don't care. Just vote for it. Well, what's in it? Well, you don't need to know. Just do it. Mm-hmm. We got to get a win here. Well, are you crazy? That's what's happening. I mean, John's literally on his deathbed with cancer, and they're going to bring back this old relic to go ahead and make sure the Star Chamber triad is complete, right?
Yeah, good point.
So where do we go from here? Unless the American people come unglued and back what's right, Kurt, and reject what's wrong, we're not going to gain ground.
Yeah, it's the bottom line, as always, you know, freedom and liberty require personal involvement from the people, and as you said, you know, like we talked about the ruthless and vicious guy, if that guy gets a bunch of support in Virginia, then he'll be in. And if Judge Roy Moore gets a bunch of good support in Alabama, he'll be in. And you get, you trade a bunch of these McConnell types for a bunch of these
constitutional types.
Yeah, you know, the right kind of
moral types.
And, yeah,
transparent types.
You could really see some amazing
stuff.
But
here's the problem that I see, Kurt, and this is where I think that the Republicans just don't get it. Rand Paul among them. You've got to start catering to new media who will fairly treat you, because right now what they're thinking is this guy's a ruthless, vicious thug. And, man, you can't let one of those guys get in there, Kurt.
Well, and the reason I guess they're using that as a WorldNet Daily story is those are his words, his own words.
Well, his own words about how they're treating him and how they're pitching him.
Yeah, and of what he thinks he is, being ruthless and vicious because you stand up for what's right. That's not right. I mean,
well,
so many times we ought to look at it.
That's how they portray it, though. They always have.
Right. That's right, you know. You're going to ruin America if you restore honest money. You're going
to
ruin America.
They used to say Ron Paul was out of touch with Washington. Yeah, well, no,
That's exactly what we want.
But the other way to say that is he's in touch with the people and with the rule of law.
Good point.
But see, they don't say it that way because that's not positive. That's not going to, you know, again, we need the new media to support this agenda so that the American people can take hope, turn it into faith, which is an action word, and literally push for what's right. But the problem is they just can't get a hold of the information about this, Kurt. Right now they're just thinking, oh, man, Trump's like colluding with the Russians and Trump can't accomplish anything. That's what the mainstream press preaches and what the American people believe. And then they say, well, the Republicans are evil because they can't get anything done.
Yep.
And so when Kurt says, what is a Republican? Well, most people believe a Republican is the can't get anything done kind. And until we change that, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We can change it is the point. And I think Kurt's whole point is we could jettison parties altogether. But short of that, at least we can back the people who support the platform and who are transparent about what they're really wanting and doing and saying and thinking and believing and what they would actually do when they got there.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine that. Anyway, I just thought that was worth vetting, worth spending time on, because I think it really lays out kind of some fundamental understanding about what's really going on in the Republican Party and what we the people can do about it. This is Solutions Radio. This is not a negative message. It's a reality check and then a solution, which is we the people can get involved. We can demand change. Just imagine if this Corey guy got a lot of positive press from the new media all over the country. And then he started overwhelming them in the polls. And then Donald Trump supports him. And then Rand Paul supports him. And pretty soon he's elected.
Yeah, and you could get some copycats, you know, going on, right? You know what I mean?
That'd be incredible.
That'd
just be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's why they want to down this guy. I mean, who wants a copycat, vicious hater in this? You know? Pretty soon they'll add the word hater and racist and misogynist and sexist and all that kind of stuff to the mix. If he gains ground, that's what they'll do. They'll open up those cans against him.
Yep, good point.
And meanwhile, Rand Paul's trying to figure out what the heck they're voting on down there.
Yep.
So as soon as he gets a clue on that, maybe he'll tell us, and then maybe we can do something helpful. Until then, we're just kind of stuck on stupid without a direction. But Democrats are preparing their push for socialized medicine right now, folks. Reject that yesterday, would you please? Because we know that's not what we want. Mm-hmm. And people are talking about back-to-school shopping already, Kurt. So the American Family Association comes out and says, hey, Avoid Target stores. Please do your back-to-school shopping elsewhere. I haven't gone to Target since the boycott started, Kurt.
That's really
I don't go to Target point. Anymore. It used to be one of my favorite stores.
Yeah.
Well, no, I simply don't go there.
That's the beauty of that kind of thing, you know, and how it's supposed to work. You know, you can vote with your dollars, right?
Amen, and I'm doing it because I believe Target is promoting an agenda that's hostile to the traditional family, Kurt. I don't hate Target people. I just don't want to support that agenda, that's all.
That's a great point.
I can be agreeable while I disagree, and I'll just go my way and put my dollars elsewhere. And if enough people did that, Target would be over tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And the message would be, listen, don't you dare attack the traditional family in America. We're still Christians. We still believe in the traditional family. We still are good, honest, moral people. It's not up to us to define the family. That's what the author of Liberty has already done.
Yes.
See, that's it's not exactly a debate. It's right. Not an argument. We're not haters. We don't hate you. We just cannot let you carry your agenda, your lie-filled agenda, to conclusion. Can't do it. Won't do it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I found that interesting. Now, I'm going to tease the next story for the next hour. Kurt, we'll talk about it for a significant portion of the hour. Headline says this. And there's a company, I don't know if you know about it, Kurt, called Three Square Market. And Three Square Market to install microchips in employees, writes USA Today. I guess they say they can install this little chip between your thumb and your forefinger within seconds. Mm. Rice grain-sized microchip, and it's phenomenal. Next hour, we'll get into all that it can do for you, Kurt. And the good part is, just so you know, that it's voluntary. You can choose if you want the chip or not.
Yeah, if you don't, you can just choose to go to another company, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, pretty soon, I'm sure it'll be kind of like the IRS voluntary system.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
That wonderful voluntary program.
They're testing it because, see, this would solve so many problems, Kurt, is what they're going to tell you. And we can go into the list of those. But just imagine you wouldn't have to have any passwords, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
and nobody could ever, you know, steal your thing and make it up or whatever.
Come
on. I mean, that
it's secure as could all be.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Anyway, it's an RFID chip they're going to be putting in people. But don't worry. Just so you know, this isn't the first company to do it over in the UK. They've been doing this for a while. So what they do is they get it firmly entrenched into society enough, and then they roll it out, and they pitch the positive attributes of this thing, and pretty soon chips will be commonplace under your skin. We've been talking about this for over 20 years, and it was all fantasy land in the beginning. And then it had a relevance, but we couldn't find people that it was installed in, and now it's blatant in your face, USA Today. Hundreds of employees already have it done around the world. We'll break it all down just for you next hour. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, libertyroundtable.com. Would love for you to support us in every way, including financial, to help us make the new media take center stage. Thank you for all that you do. We declare we the people, along with grace the Almighty, can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.